When you visit Arizona, time is measured in moments, not minutes. Like the moment your work stress disappears as you kayak through the canyons. Or the moment you discover the life-changing effects of prickly pear chocolate. But nothing beats the moment you see the Grand Canyon for the very first time. Visit a new state of mind. Learn more at hereyouareaz.com.
On this week's Nonsensible podcast.
Dancing, freestyling, rapping, and I just woke up in the fucking snow.
아, 그 구글에 다 쳐서.
Google Translate?
예, 구글에 이제
어 이게 바빠고?
I'm like a sailor. So.
Was it like Jinlo? With like the frog on the bottle? Like old.
Damn, Saul.
안녕하세요, 저는 샘입니다.
This is Nonsensible.
What's happening, everybody?
Welcome to Nonsensible with
Sam
and Dave
and Saul.
And Saul.
And we got a super cool guest today whose album is so dope. You're the one who introduced us to Punchinello, correct?
I absolutely did not introduce us to Punchinello.
Well, I thought it was you.
I thought it was you.
I was trying to get someone else from his label.
Ah, but you knew him. Because in the chat you were like, he's a super dope rapper.
Yeah, I said he's a super dope rapper. Yeah.
He's saying he didn't know him personally.
I know him personally.
Oh, okay, cool. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for coming, dude.
Thank you for coming.
감사합니다.
Yeah, I listened to your album Ordinary today and it was so good.
Thank you.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. For listeners that may not know who you are, could you introduce yourself to our listeners?
아, 안녕하세요. 저는 AOMG의 래퍼 펀치넬로라고 합니다. 반갑습니다. 반갑습니다.
Okay. So, who wants to do the translation here?
Okay, his name is Punchinello. He represents AOMG and he's fucking dope.
Oh.
That's what he said.
Hang on. Yeah. Okay.
You just fucking blew me away.
Yeah.
Your translation was on point.
Perfect.
I mean,
I even included the Shiba.
it was only a very basic introduction, but it was on point.
Yeah. Yeah.
You even added that extra, like you threw some MSG on top.
Yeah.
With that fucking dope.
AOMG is the MSG.
Oh, nice. That was a fucking line. That was a line.
I rap too. 혹시 제 음악 들어봤어요?
네, 알고 있습니다.
Oh, sick. Yeah.
그럼 혹시 평가해 주실 수 있을까요?
Oh, soul?
Yeah.
잘하죠. 엄청 잘하죠.
Part-time cooks.
You're good.
Do you know my music?
안녕?
Oh, you know 안녕?
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
And Sign이요 나오시지 않았었어요?
Yeah.
아, 맞아. 봤었어.
Yeah, I did Sign Here, the show with,
with his
label, actually.
Like, it's kind of like the spin-off of Show Me the Money.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was like the guys who did Show Me the Money wanted to do a show that was a little bit more kind to the artists. So a lot of the AOMG guys threw their own show called Sign Here. But the whole like award for the show was to be signed to AOMG.
Mm.
But I'm already signed with VMC. So it was kind of silly that we went on there anyways.
VMC, AOMG.
This major company. They're friends, right? So we went on the show because our label is cool with… Mm. AOMG. But then at the end, we just couldn't win anything because we already had the prize.
Yeah. All right, let's talk to Punchinello.
Yes.
Yeah.
You're our guest. We gotta get to know you. 몇 살이세요?
How old are you?
저는 97년생 24살입니다.
24살이요. Yeah. He was born in 1997.
Yes.
That gives us a far gap between us and Punchinello.
Fuck you.
89.
Fuck you.
Oh, sorry, bye-bye, Sam.
The man with the farthest gap.
You don't get to sit there and say, there's a big gap between all of us.
Yeah.
Hey, fuck you.
Because the gap between him and Punchinello is massive. Yeah.
It's like, if I had a child at the age of 20, he would be my son. It's a 20-year difference.
You better keep your children away from you because they might fall into that gap.
I tell you what, mind the gap indeed. That's huge.
Do you know how old Sam is?
Oh, 잘 몰라요.
77년생이에요.
That's 20 years. There's 20 year difference between these two.
Man, the things I was doing.
다들 나이가 어떻게?
80년생이야.
95년생.
아.
거짓말.
뭐냐,
정말 미안해.
What happened to that gap?
발구.
아,
빠른 발구.
그렇게 막 많으신 건 아니지.
감사해요. 감사해요. 뭐 하고 왔어요? What did you do before you got here?
어, 저 3일 전에 체해가지고 여태 쓰러져 있다가
oh, man,
오늘 겨우 좀 정신 차리고 씻고 그냥 왔습니다. 누워 있다가.
So, well, how would you explain in English?
It's just he
showered up.
No, he just got I guess from exhaustion.
What's
I know it's like this, but like digestion problems.
Yes.
And he passed out, and then he said he passed out.
Does anyone have a better English term for chada?
No. This is turning into a 교육 방송.
EBS.
Oh yeah.
죄송합니다.
아니야. 아니 좀 특별한 팟캐스트 됐죠 이제. 우리 이런 경우 처음이에요. 그래서 it's the first time we've ever had something like this. I kind of like it. And you know, people watch my Twitch and stuff for interactions like this, like me going back and forth telling people if people want to learn Korean, it's a good way to learn.
Yeah, especially with the subtitles.
You've got something special coming up, so why don't you introduce what that is?
Oh yeah,
봐봐. Look at this.
Check this out.
I'm getting confused now. He's got an incredible amount of understanding of English.
Well, I mean,
he raps in English too.
이게 알아듣는 건 잘하는데 말을 잘 못해요.
아,
근데 알아듣는 건 때는 네. 영어 너무 잘 하잖아요.
아, 그 구글에 다 쳐서.
Yeah, Google Translate?
네, Google Translate? 이제, 이게
바빠고?
이게 맞는 뭔가 문법이 맞는 건가 하면서 다 확인하면서. 네.
So you usually check it after, afterwards, make sure it's right.
Wow.
But you fooled me. It sounds good. Really good.
You've got lyrics in Korean.
Yeah.
How did you write those?
I usually like call maybe Wu-Tang or sometimes
me.
Deep Flow helps. Dave actually helped me write a lot of them. So I always try to write it by myself.
Mm-hmm.
But then I'll call Dave maybe or one of my Korean friends and say like,
what Saul
does this sound stupid?
Yeah, that's what he does to me. He's like, yo, is this line all right? And I'll be like, it's not bad. It's pretty good.
You know, 통풍?
통풍이요?
I have 통풍 sometimes. Well, I got it once or twice. So I wanted to rap about it and I asked him, you know, how do I say like 황제만 걸리는 병, right? And he said, yeah, that's cool. Say that.
Yeah.
Just little things like that.
What was that? Pyeong?
Like the king's disease.
You could have just called yourself the god of diseases. Pyeongshin.
Damn.
Pyeongshin. Pyeongshin.
Okay, Tommy, my next rap. Oh, Sam, your fans have never probably heard you say that word before.
Some of them have. Out and about.
At a bar?
Yeah, exactly. Let me ask you, when you write in English then, how long does that process take? And do you have someone like Saul just had an example of, do you have friends that you can say, does this sound okay? Or?
Mo bon geureun jeoginde jaju geureoji anko geuriko to yeongo gasaga ije bora heya deji geu noreul deureosseul tte bonga i bubuneseun ireon line i deureogameun jokgetta haeseo geunyang heungeureungeul daedaga igoe maneun yeongoga boga itji hameunseo geunyang barege naogin haneunde ije bonga hwagin ige maneun geonji hwaginhaleogo bonga dareun saramdeurante yeollakhagona ireon jeogeun jom mani eopseoyo geunyang honjaseo 구글에 치고 그러거든 쪽팔려서 좀 장피해서
나 번호 알려줄게 나한테 물어봐
Yeah, you can ask us
그래요
So it's more of a it's more of an experience of just like finding the pieces to fit in the puzzle for him like
yeah.
there's a gap there and it's almost I guess like playing Tetris to some extent here's a spot like what English word will fit in here
I mean I've listened to a lot of Korean rap
lately they just stick stuff like flex and swag.
Yeah, but his is better than that.
What's wrong with music that does that?
I mean, it's cool if you just like flex. That's cool. But I'm just saying, isn't that deeper.
Isn't that how you sell records these days?
Yeah. I usually just do the same, right? But I actually decide what I want to say in English and then try to say it in Korean. And then I'm like, maybe I'll call Dave or somebody and say, how can I make, you know, this word rhyme with this word in Korean? Because there's so many different ways to conjugate in Korean, right?
AOMG 어때요? How's AOMG?
뭐
솔직하게
잠깐만요.
Stop. How's AOMG?
Can you just leave the room for a minute, please?
잠깐 나가.
아 근데 이게 되게 재미없는 대답일 수도 있는데 근데 저는 진짜 뭐 들어와서 불만 같은 거 없었고 오히려 다 잘해주시고 뭐 이제 재범이 형이나 뭐 범킨 형이나 뭐 다들 잘해주셔가지고 딱히 불만도 없고 엄청 좋습니다. 예.
They treat him well. Man. He's pretty happy.
No complaints at all.
Did you sign with AOMG after you won Show Me the Money?
네네네. 예.
Cool.
Nice.
네, cool. Did your whole life change after Show Me the Money, or was it changing before Show Me the Money?
뭐 막 그렇게 막 바뀐 건 없는 것 같아요. 뭐 Show Me the Money 하고 나서 크게 바뀐 건 없는데 이제 그 크게라면은 이제 뭐 경제적으로나 이런 거에서 크게 바뀐 건 없고 그냥 똑같은 나날인데 뭔가 확실히 그 좀 제가 발전한 느낌은 있죠. 이제 그게 되게 힘든 거다 보니까 하다 보니까 뭔가 작업 속도도 더 빨라지고 생각하는 것도 좀 다르게 생각하게 되고 그렇게
작업 속도
변하게 됐습니다.
Not so much on an economic scale, but more of just in terms of writing music and putting songs together.
It's probably a lot easier to
more develop personal development. I think is the biggest difference.
And I mean, you have so much more access to like studios and good producers and songwriters as well too. He pretty much said things sped up too.
And that's an awkward time, right? To be blowing up as a rapper because you can't perform.
Yeah, that's true.
Most artists make their money off of
How is that? No, not being able to perform. 지금 막 행사 공연 못하는 거 좀 많이 힘든가요?
뭐 많이 아쉽긴 하죠. 막 힘든 건 아닌데.
무대
행사 많이 안 했나 봐요?
네?
평소에 행사 많이 안 했어요?
그 전에는 좀 했었는데 이제 아예 할 수가 없으니까 이제
무대 그리워요? 요즘에
무대 많이 그립긴 하죠.
He misses getting up on stage. You too, right?
So much.
So much. Yeah.
Yes. I also miss money.
That's what I was. I know a lot of people that are in a similar situation because of right now there are no performances whatsoever. Everything's gone online.
Yeah.
You know, it's changed completely.
Well,
what but you've got a release coming up. Why don't you tell us a little bit about
your new album?
Yeah. 예, 제 싱글 이제 나왔었는데 이제 9월 17일 날 발매가 됐었는데.
September 17th.
제목이 뭐예요? What's the title?
이제 Fine이라는 나 괜찮다. Fine.
Fine. 예,
Fine이라는 제목의 싱글인데.
아, 벌금 아니고?
예?
아, fine이라는 단어가 fine 있잖아요. F-I-N-E. 뭐 괜찮다는 뜻도 있고 그리고 벌금이라는 뜻도 따로 있어요.
아 그래요? 네,
벌금이라는 뜻도 있어요. I thought it was clever. I thought it was clever. You guys are just a little
bars.
I was like, oh, that's cool, Sam.
I was about to jump out of the fucking window.
Come on. What?
No, I like that, yeah.
You're right up into the
kitchen. I never
I get one of the Kevin Hart battles.
Who's been drinking this afternoon?
Not me. We maybe should for this next one.
Would you do that?
Yeah.
Yo, if we had like a bottle of soju, would that bother you guys?
Can I? Do you have any BB cream? 소주 마시면 얼굴 파괴지는 거야.
I wouldn't mind having a quick, like a little drinky drink in between.
I'm down to do that.
우리 소주 마시려고요.
97년생 아, 소주 마시고.
소주 때? 소주 좋아요. Do you like 소주?
어, 저 엄청 좋아요.
엄청.
You, 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 you. I got 소주.
성수.
성수 baby, holy water.
Tell him 성수 왜? What? Tell him why 성수.
Oh, it's my holy water. 왜냐면 난
맞죠, 맞죠.
인생 제일 좋은 추억들이랑 막.
인생 제일 좋은 추억들은 다 거기 들어가 있는
소주 거야. 먹다가 한국말 배웠지.
I learned Korean from drinking soju. I met some of my best friends from drinking soju. I had some of my best memories from drinking soju.
Do you have, let me ask you this question though, devil's advocate. Are there any bad memories?
Oh God, so many.
Just so checking. Many. Just checking.
But okay. But you know, sometimes and you know, I've looked for problems. The answers were problems at the bottom of a bottle of soju.
What's your first bad memory of soju? The first really… I fell
oh,
asleep in the snow.
Oh, that's a good question.
I fell asleep in okay. the snow in Bundang. That's
okay,
it.
That's you. Okay. 우리 한 명씩 소주 마시면서 제일 후회한 추억이나 좀 안 좋은…
첫 번째.
첫 번째. 첫 번째.
첫 번째. 첫 번째. 첫 번째.
첫 번째요.
Because I think 첫 번째 is 최악. Right? It's like the worst one because you don't know what you're doing.
Oh, man. Yeah.
Go, you got go, some weird ones.
Go and so that was it. You just passed.
I mean, that's
out.
The last thing I remember. I was like at a house party, dancing, freestyling, rapping, and I just woke up in the fucking snow.
You don't know
all
how
my
you
friends
got,
were gone.
You don't know how you got there.
No.
You don't know how long you were there.
No clue. Nothing.
There was no one there to help you up.
No one. And just in the snow.
So you woke up. Like a little snow angel. You had a snow angel underneath you when you stood.
And that was before I had like an iPhone, you know. This was like back in the day. I had like a little flip phone. Yeah, I just woke up in the fucking snow. And I called all my friends and they were partying in Sohyeon. You remember Sohyeon?
Yeah, Sohyeon, of course.
Yeah, and I was like, where the fuck did you guys leave me? It's like, you were being an asshole. You're just rolling around in the snow.
So it was like, I guess, in the process of going somewhere and you just kind of…
Yeah, I suppose. But I mean, I just really didn't know. I thought I could drink as much soju as… I wanted up until that point, but it turns out if you chug one of those big plastic bottles at a house party, I'd only ever had it at the like table at dinner, you know, like the littler, the regular bottles. But I guess I tried to be cute and, you know, the butterfly. There was video of me like putting the bottle in my mouth. So I fell asleep in the snow. Yeah. What is your first bad?
I'm trying
bad
to think,
one?
Sam. I can't think of it.
Okay. So I came to Korea as an exchange student in 1998 when he was 1 year old. He just turned one when I first came to Korea.
Damn.
Yeah.
That
Damn.
Puts
just turned one.
That puts.
Were you rapping? rapping.
You should see his catalog from back then. It's huge. So I came out as an exchange student and was at Korea University. And Korea University is renowned for having a big drinking culture. And I'd been playing American football and they had an American football team that I decided to join. And one of the things they did as an initiation is they'd get like a big bowl and they'd just pour like, I don't know how much they poured into it. They just fill the bowl up with soju.
Was it like Jinlo with like the frog on the bottle? Like old.
Damn, Saul. I just got that. I was like, no, that's new. Oh, shit.
I was like, hang on, man. I was thinking the same thing.
And then I was like, oh, shit. Oh, that's like a… That's
Did
like
you
a-
have a long beard?
Yeah, and I had like I was wearing a hanbok and I had the Korean hat and all, yeah. Now, I don't remember what the soju was, but the initiation was like… They get you to drink it out of the bowl. And being the cocky guy that I was at the time, I decided that I could do it all in one shot. So one bowl of soju just…
Ugh, God, yuck.
Straight down, which was fine. Continued to eat samgyeopsal and drink more soju. It was in the process of getting back to my dormitory when it became an issue. And some of the guys from the team walked me up to my dorm. I don't remember any of it. I don't remember what happened afterwards, but the next day my roommates were telling me how they had to clean up my whole room because I'd vomited over the whole room that I shared with two other roommates.
Ew.
Like they said I had vomit like all down my chest. They had to drag me to the shower to wash me off, and they had to do all my laundry, and yeah, it was not pleasant.
What was the technical term for vomit in 1917?
Oberbite. They didn't say twada.
I just like the idea. I'm thinking of you with like a black and white movie. You come in. Annyeong haseyo, Jonan Sam-imnida. Like there's different color money and shit.
Oh, yeah. We had the. Yeah. I mean, it was completely different.
Was it actually different?
Like we had. Like there was Ochonon.
Yeah.
There was no 50,000.
No Omanon.
Omanon. There was like the Manon, Ochonon. There was a Chonon.
That's crazy.
The Ochonon was 갈색깔이었잖아요. 천원도.
Yeah. It's like a brown. A brownie color.
So you partied really hard before
we had when I first came here, they actually had public phones. And you have like phone cards. And people didn't have mobile phones. They had beepers.
Oh.
Yeah.
You remember that.
Not in Korea. I don't remember that. That's what I'm saying.
Well, of course they had it.
Sorry, Mr. Yeah. 21st century.
No, I…
Jeez.
Man, so…
That's what I get for being born early.
What is your bad soju memory?
이제 제가 처음으로 이제 소주 뭐 술을 처음으로 먹었을 때 이제 친구들하고 그 공원이 이제 있었어요 동네에 근데 거기가 이제 막 스케이트장도 있고 막 뭐가 많은 데였는데 막 보드 탈 수 있고 이제 거기 벤치에서 이제 밤에 약간 술을 막 먹고 이제 처음 먹는 거니까 신나서 막 먹었다가
So there was a skate park by his neighborhood, right?
At the park.
Lots of stuff you could do. You could ride your skateboard, whatever. And at night, he and his friends were drinking on a bench.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's not the end of the story.
I know. I'm trying to help the editors here.
It's kind of like you've jumped in like, okay, that was a story. Good job.
I thought that that's what we were doing, translating along the way.
No, no. Very good. And I'm just playing with you.
Okay. Damn on a bench. Okay.
So go ahead.
이제 그렇게 막 아무런 그런 것도 없이 막 그냥 먹기만 하다가 이제 정신을 차려 보니까 제가 이제 그 스케이트보드장에서 막 덤블링 하고 있고 앞구르기를 막 하고 있고 막 기어다니고 그랬었거든요. 좀 웃으면서 소리 지르면서 이제 주변에 이제 공원이니까 건물이 없어서 막 소리 지르면서 제가 너무 진지하게 쳐다보죠. 아무튼 그러고 놀다가 이제 핸드폰 박살나고 그랬던 기억이 있네요.
So he became, he pretty much crawled around and acted like a
human skateboarder.
He was skateboarding.
He was like rolling up down the half pipe.
And screamed like a delinquent and broke his phone.
You got one?
You know, this is crazy, but I'm racking my brain over and over and over again, and I can't think of a story that's really that terrible.
Really?
I'm trying so hard.
You're actually pretty badass when you drink.
I usually don't get in trouble. And when I do get in a fight, it's for like a badass reason, you know, or some taxi driver was being bullied and I, you know, jumped out. Other than that, like…
You've never… passed out?
No, I don't do that.
You've never woken up somewhere and you're like, where the fuck am I?
I mean, I've done that, but it wasn't a bad memory. And I'm really trying. You guys saw me sit here like looking around. Like,
I mean, we're the same in that way. Like we drink a lot sometimes through different periods of our life. Yeah. But it doesn't like make us do stupid shit usually, right?
아, 진짜 없어요. 저 생각해보니까.
그러니까 나쁜 기억이 없으신 거죠?
I think the worst thing I've ever seen you do when drunk was when you left all of your Turkish desserts at the bar.
Yeah.
What?
Whenever he comes to Itaewon, he spends literally like six, like, Yugman on Turkish desserts.
So I got this weird thing. Every time I go to Itaewon, I leave Itaewon with literally a bag of Turkish
crumbs
desserts.
On his nipples.
아, 맛있으니까 맛있잖아요.
먹어봤어요. 터키 디저트. 아 존나 맛있어. 시바.
맛있어.
존나 맛있어.
Man, people that don't speak Korean, Dave is so good at cursing in Korean. Right?
아,
욕 너무 잘하죠.
He's like a sailor.
I'm like a sailor.
Can you show us some Korean curse words?
아니 욕하지 마, 빙신아. 씨발. 죽여버릴 거야, 씨발 새끼야. 어? 아니 씨발놈이.
Where did you learn all these bad Korean words?
Kids like him. Hanging out with kids like him. Like, he looks like all my friends.
honestly, that's why I thought that you invited him.
Like looks like all my friends. Yeah. Like all my friends look exactly like him.
was his getting incredibly uncomfortable. Getting hot and
I'm hot right now.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It was just funny, right?
A story with another drink, like tequila, perhaps.
Yes, but the worst that happens usually is like I could throw up or something. But
you've never fallen asleep on the toilet,
in a
public toilet.
I always get home.
Me too. Have you ever fallen asleep?
Oh, I got a crazy story about falling asleep on a toilet. Actually,
I've fallen asleep on the toilet, but I've also fallen asleep on the floor of the toilet before.
When I first moved to Korea, there was like a bar that I really wanted to be friends with all the bartenders at. Like, and I went in there, got way too drunk, and was like, I got to get out of here or else they're going to think that I'm a drunk loser, right? So I left, but on the way out, I kind of had to poop. So I went to the bathroom, and it was one of the squatter ones. And I was like, man, what am I going to do? I can't poop at this one, but I really got to poop. So I squatted down, and I just like fell asleep pooping.
Ew.
I fell asleep while pooping and I wake up to just this like, is anybody in the bathroom? And I'm like, oh my God. I told them I was leaving like 3 hours ago and I just like woke up on the squatter. So I just stayed completely quiet and was like, I can't say anything. I can't tell them that I'm in here or else they're going to know that I've been pooping for 3 hours. So I just didn't say anything. They turned off all the lights and I got locked inside of this building in AK Plaza in Soyeon. And I had to wait till all the like girl bartenders that I was trying to make think I was cool. I had to wait until they left and like kick the doors down to get out. I had to wipe my butt with trash.
Oh my God.
It was terrible.
I have so much less respect for you. I have so much less respect for you.
That is a
story. In the dark.
How do you do that?
Yeah. So then I finally kicked my way out.
Like for people that don't know. Like,
yeah.
What we call it, a squat toilet here, is it's not like the typical, what do you call it, the porcelain throne that we have that we sit on. It's like holding the ground. So doing this.
Yeah. Well, there was a wall behind. That's how I fell asleep, just like that.
That is,
yeah.
안 넘어졌어요. 안 넘어졌어요.
No. 벽에 있었어.
뒤에 벽이 있어가지고 안 넘어졌대.
But then I walked outside and I was like, oh no, I left my credit card in there. Like I thought that it had fallen out of my pocket. It's like, oh shit, how am I going to get home? It's too late. I can't take a taxi or whatever. And I walked into the Pyeongnijeom and I asked the guy, like I held up my wallet and was like, I lost my card. Can you please give me $10? 만원주세요, 만원주세요. I'll pay you tomorrow. And he's like, no, just take the subway. And I was like, the subway's open again? It wasn't 3 hours that I was in there. It was like six. So that must have meant that I was like sleeping in that bathroom until like 6 a.m.
Wow.
Yeah. And then I woke up the next day naked in my bed and I looked on my wallet and my credit card was stuck to the outside of my wallet. So I was standing there in front of this like jigwon at the Pyeongnijeom being like, I don't have a credit card. Look at my wallet. I don't have a credit card. And it's like Gukmin Inhang right on the front of my wallet. Just like scum from the bathroom toilet.
He's like, you moron.
Yeah.
Oh my God. That's a good story.
Yeah, Boondang was crazy. You know Boondang.
Yeah, of course.
Boondang was fire, right?
Oh, Punchinello. 원래 고향 서울이에요?
아니요, 저 경기도의 안양.
Oh, cool.
안양. 자랐어요. 안양. 아세요?
Yeah, yeah. 옛날에 안양에서 tattoo.
아, 진짜요?
You used to do tattoos in 안양?
I used to get my friend.
Get them done.
Okay. El Camino. Yeah, my friend used to do them there.
Oh, sorry, I just had a brain fart. I was thinking of something. You just lost it.
Punchinello has a lot of tattoos. So does Saul and I. What do your tattoos mean?
Let the kids stay raw?
이거는 이제 제가 처음 들어갔던 크루 이제 클럽 에스키모라는 크루의 cool. 약간 슬로건이라고 할까요? 그 같이 입에 달고 살던 말이었어요. 그 크루 형들. 근데 제 타투가 다 약간 의미가 없어요. 저는 약간
저도.
그죠. 의미를 막 많이 두면은 후회할 껀덕지를 만드는 것 같아서 그냥 그때 그냥 이쁘거나 딱 봤을 때 멋있거나 아니면 제가 그냥 좋아하는 만화나 게임 캐릭터 같은 거
저도
많이 새겨놨거든요.
저 막 저 엘도 있고 뭐 이타치도 있고 막 나루토 캐릭터 많아.
What happened to the other one?
Which one?
The shit and the beard.
아 이것도 있어.
You have that?
시발.
영혼 줄 알았는데.
아니야. You guys have to make a meme out of that.
시발. It's my favorite tattoo.
It's like, motherfucker. It's like an MF.
Can that be our friend tattoo? Can I get one on like a tramp stamp?
You get it backwards, pube shoot.
Hey, because you're the king of disease.
Yeah.
Pyeongchin.
That's what I got to put in my rap, right?
Yeah.
I don't know. My girlfriend said I'm not allowed to say that word. That's why I kind of jumped
in. You're not allowed to say it, what, in general?
Yeah, I mean that it's like really bad, no?
Well, I mean, it's
not good.
It's not the greatest word. But you could also say it a little bit nicer. Pyeongchin.
That's not nicer.
No, but it's kind of it sounds a little cuter.
If you say like boing boing when you say
it. It's kind of cute. It's kind of cute.
You're a father, Sam.
It comes down to intonation. Like you can say, fuck, I'm tired.
Yeah.
But that's not, I'm not swearing at anyone. I'm putting some, you know.
I never thought I would say it, but you're wrong in Korean right now.
Why?
Because I know a Korean would agree with me. And I don't mean to cut you off, but there's a fine line between sounding nasty when you say 병신 and like this is like, okay, 죄송해요. 좀 연습으로 이 병신. And then look 병신. 이거 훨씬 기분 나쁘죠. 병신. That's horrible. 기분 나빠.
No,
that's so much worse. 이 병신.
But if I say it like this, 병신.
But nobody says it like that.
No, but I can't. But what I'm saying is I can say it like that.
I guess
that.
You can, yeah, but
you can say it like that.
This is the worst podcast episode in terms of like…
I like it.
No, I like it. But it's
like… It's got like 30 memes.
It's so
like,
wrong.
Sheba.
Oh my God.
And then the
God.
One I'm not allowed to say.
I'd say your girlfriend is kind of…
She doesn't let me say anything like that.
She lets you say other words?
She just says like… Yo
kamenante. Oh, yeah. But I mean that's… Generally it's, you know, it's not something you want to… Do often.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't curse that much, actually, believe it or not. I mean, I do it for fun and stuff, but when I'm actually like with like people that
when you play video games, you do.
Yeah, right. Of course. When I play video games, do you play games? What games do you play?
You guys should play.
너무 많은데 그냥 저는 근데 혼자 하는 게임들 많이.
Just give us a few. The top 3 games. Because me and Sam really like games.
일단 Doom이라는 게임.
Doom Eternal? Doom Eternal?
Cool.
Yeah, it's a good game.
뭐, Call of Duty도 했었고.
Call of Duty? Okay.
Big?
I bet you play anime dating sims.
그런 거는 취급 안
합니다. Wow, you took that one.
그런 약간 FPS 게임 많이.
FPS? 발로란트 해봤어?
네?
발로란트.
아 그건 아직 뭔가 제 재밌어요. 취향이 아니라서 해보긴 해봐야 돼.
Do you say bad words when you're playing video games? Yeah.
Yeah.
In English? Only
in
plays Korean
people.
Yeah, yeah.
What about in your lyrics?
해요?
아 노래
노래에서
엄청 많이 하죠.
Yeah.
It's like yeah, a ton.
이제 그런 한국 방송 뭔가 그런 걸 노리고 만드는 거에서는 안 쓰는데 이제 제가 좋아하는 약간 센 음악들을 할 때는 말도 안 되게 많이 넣습니다.
His album is dope, man.
That's cool.
Look at, have you seen the album cover for his album? I want to show you. It's really sick. But he, and it's so weird that it says K-pop next to it, right? Because it's like not.
아, 그럼 자기 장르를 어떻게 생각하세요? What do you think your genre of music should be categorized as?
Hip-hop?
그 전까지는 그냥 막 딱히 모르겠는데 그냥 음악이라고만 생각을 했는데 이제 제가
아 그거 멋있는 얘기네.
He's like, I don't have a genre, I'm just music.
네, 이제 요즘에 만들고 있는 것들은 제가 진짜 하고 싶었던 뭔가 센 음악들이라서 요즘에 만들고 있는 거는 힙합이라고 할 수 있을 것 같아요. 그렇게 생각이 드네요.
He's been making a lot of hard music. That's badass.
Who do you think the best rapper on AOMG is?
Oh!
Simon D was so dope on your album. That verse is crazy.
AOMG에서 제일 잘하는 래퍼.
Can you say?
재범이 형이죠.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
He's like, next question. Who's the worst rapper in AOMG?
Oh, 저요.
No.
Me.
Yeah. All right, I'll give you that. I'll give you that diplomatic immunity.
Who's the worst?
How about I just can I throw like for like one last question, a basic question? Who's your what's your favorite rapper?
제가 막 엄청 많이 바뀌는데 최애 래퍼가 근데 요즘에는 스키마스크 The Slum God.
Ski-mask, Slum God.
제일 좋아하는.
He's doing a lot of shit with XXXTentacion and shit. Yeah.
What are, yeah. Okay, just on from that briefly. Okay, top three all time.
일단
damn. Wow. No, that's a good question.
첫 번째는 맥밀러. 두 번째.
He actually reminds me of you.
두 번째는 타일러.
Tyler the Creator.
그리고 세 번째가 스키마스크입니다.
This is a generational gap.
Well, no, I wouldn't say. Okay, I don't. Okay,
97, born in 97.
No, I know, but I for example, I really, really like Ski Mask, Slum God, and I really like Tyler the Creator, and but I also really like Nas. You know, I really like Bone Thugs and Harmony, like Outkast and shit like that. You know, but I do think there's current rappers that for the last 10 years that are just as good as some of the older rappers, but I think we just get stuck in nostalgia. Like for example, you never listen to like DaBaby, right? But he's insane. The dude's in fucking insane.
Yeah, but I guess it part of it is when you grow up, that's kind of when you cement some of these processes. I mean, you look at Kendrick Lamar and he's been making amazing music for a long time. Yeah. He's definitely, you know, top five.
Yeah, absolutely.
All time.
But yeah, I mean, I think that you get really like cemented in your head who your favorite is when you're the most impressionable and you're the most passionate about music. And that's when you're like 14 to your like early 20s, I feel like, or even younger than 14.
Like even the mention of Mac Miller, for me, Mac Miller, his mixtape that first came out? Kids? Yeah. Kids, like that was a masterpiece. His most recent album for me was a masterpiece. In the middle, I'm not too sure, but yeah, I mean, to have him as number one,
that's
cool. That's really cool. Before you go anywhere, why don't you promote Fine?
이 노래가 이제 그냥 제가 원래 집에 있는 걸 엄청 좋아하거든요. 어디 나가는 것보다. 그래서 그런 거에 대해서 쓴 노래거든요. 이제 사람들이 제가 안 나가니까 제가 기분이 안 좋은 줄 알고 못 지내는 줄 아는데 나 잘 지낸다 약간 이런 내용의 노래예요. 나 잘 지내고 나 집에 있는 거 좋고 혼자 있는 거 좋으니까 걱정하지 말아라 약간 이런 노래고요. 지금 같은 뭔가 계절이나 뭐 이럴 때 듣기 좋은 약간 보사노바 풍의 노래고 아주 좋습니다. 키드밀리 형이 피처링 해주셨는데 엄청 잘해주셨어요.
아, 싱글이에요?
네네, 싱글이.
아, And that comes out on the 17th of September?
Single, guys. Sorry, it's not an album, single.
On 9월 17일? 네네, 9월 17일.
So, can I try to translate?
Yeah.
Okay, so September 17th, he's got an album coming out. Single. He a single coming out, and he likes to be at home. A lot more than going out, right? And so this is kind of like a thing like, don't worry about me. That's just who I am. I like being at home.
I'm good.
Almost spot on.
Okay, cool.
There was one thing missing.
What's that? Kid Millie featuring.
No, sorry. That means there was two things missing. One other thing.
fuck.
It's got a bossa nova vibe to it.
Ah, bossa nova vibe.
Yeah, bossa nova.
Yeah.
지금 같은 날씨 계절에 딱 듣기 좋은
just right for the weather.
I do love this weather. I do love this weather.
So nice, yeah.
Yeah, so
do you like Action Bronson?
Action Bronson.
Yeah.
옛날에 좋아했어. Yeah. 많이 들었어.
He has a really great radio show now called Live from the Moon. Mm-hmm. And if you like international music, that kind of stuff, you should listen to it. Live from the Moon on Beats One Radio or Apple Radio or something. But if you're into bossa nova stuff, you should check that out.
Also, is there anything else you want to promote? Whether it's your Instagram account, do you have a YouTube? Throw it out there now. Now's the time to do it.
유튜브 딱히 없고 인스타그램도 딱히 홍보 안 해도 될 것 같습니다.
알겠습니다. 예, 괜히 물어봤네요. 죄송. 아니 죄송한 거 없어요. 아니 충분히 그럴 수 있어요. 충분히 그럴 수 있어요. I'm sorry.
자연스럽게 알아주시는 게 좋아서 저는.
예, 알겠습니다. Okay. Yeah, he likes everything to kind of evolve, just yeah, naturally.
Right on.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right on.
All right,
guys.
Thank you so much,
fun.
Brother.
Yeah. This is our first podcast with in Korean, actually.
Yeah.
You know, with a guest that, you know, is primarily speaking Korean. So I thought it was an interesting experience. And I hope you guys found it, I guess, informative and useful. And I know a lot of the people who are learning Korean or trying to learn Korean are going to find this podcast very helpful as mm-hmm. well. It's definitely different from what we normally do, too.
And also, I think it allows us to kind of open up to a different listenership. And also, for someone like Punchinello to… be able to promote himself to people who don't have access to be able to understand and speak Korean as easily.
Mm-hmm.
So it allows him to kind of, yeah, expand his promotions as well.
Yeah. 팟캐스트 통해서 더 많은 외국 시청, 아그 뭐야,
청취자.
팬들 생겼으면 좋겠어요.
아, 감사합니다.
All right, I guess we're going to have to wrap it up here.
All right.
Yeah.
Thank you for joining us today.
See you again soon, bro.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
Love you.
It's about that time.
Love you.
Okay. I'm just going to sit here on my island.
Sam, throw some hongbo for…
Yeah, of course. You can find us on Instagram at Dive Studios. You can also find us on YouTube as well. You can find the full podcast there. Check us out on Spotify and Apple Podcasts as well. Write us a review. We appreciate all of them. They mean the world to us. We do read them as well. So if you have anything very nasty to say, we'll probably cry later tonight. But leave some good words. Thanks.
Peace.
And you're with Dave, Saul, and Sam.
Yeah.
We love you.
See you guys next time.
See you guys next time. Bye-bye.